as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya or If Only, released in 2017. After that, she kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partoha. Enjoy!
Forever side by side, a love so special can reunite two souls entwined. I'll pass my pride for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Breathe in my body, I feel it.
Oh my
God, it's amazing.
Oh my,
oh my.
Oh my.
Become my new obsession.
You are the mirror that is true.
Oh,
I want it.
Vitamin U.
Vitamin
U.
Indonesia.
Peace.
kids usually have a black or white sack, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there. Here is quote of the day. One can be great only when they change the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is an Indonesian national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Now we have information from the newly elected governor of Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, namely Pramono Anung Wibowo, that wants Jakarta to become a city that is friendly not only to humans but also animals, particularly cats. He informed that the Jakarta provincial government will push for the establishment of health centers for animals. One such animal health center located in Ragunan, South Jakarta, will be rejuvenated or upgraded. He hoped by the end of his term, each city and district in Jakarta will have a special health center for animals. Besides the special health center for animals, he proposed creating a cat island. He indicated that a cat island is planned in the Seribu Islands. According to him, the idea is not actually new. It's already been done in Japan, and it has become an extraordinary tourist destination. The community of cat lovers in Indonesia is indeed quite large. Therefore, he believes Indonesia has the potential to develop a cat island as a tourist destination. If people can make this happen, if the city government can make this happen, it could also generate revenue for the Seribu Islands, attracting people to come and enjoy cat tourism. Well, for cat lovers who happen to be in Jakarta, will be good news as the governor shares wish to make Jakarta animal-friendly city.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For still being with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, with the program Indonesia Today. And still with me, Rahma, presenting you interesting information all about Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Listener, Indonesia and Australia have pledged to strengthen their partnership with ASEAN by developing effective rehabilitation and reintegration programs, including for foreign terrorist fighters and their families. The commitment was shared during the ASEAN-Australia Counter-Terrorism Workshop on Good Practice Approaches for the Rehabilitation and Reintegration and Their Families. Deputy for International Cooperation at a National Counter-Terrorism Agency, Andika Krishna Yudanto, said this commitment is part of efforts to develop strategies to prevent violence-based extremism and terrorism. He hopes the best practices will be applied not only in Southeast Asia but in other regions as well. Meanwhile, head of the National Police's Criminal Investigation Agency, Commissioner General Wahyu Widada, said foreign terrorist fighters pose a serious challenge at both regional and global levels, including for Indonesia. He stressed the importance of developing effective rehabilitation and reintegration programs. And according to him, there's a growing awareness that sooner or later, Indonesian citizens will return to their homeland. Meanwhile, the Australian ambassador to ASEAN, Tiffany McDonald, reaffirmed his nation's commitment to strengthening its strategic partnership with ASEAN to achieve a safe and peaceful regional stability. Well, hopefully this month, this holy month of Ramadan, is a good momentum for all people around the world to create safe and peaceful stability.
Ramadan datang, alam pun riang, menyambut bulan yang berkah, umat berdendang, kumandang azan.
Indonesia.
Baru tahu sesiapa ku.
many lifetimes would it take to visit the every single hidden beauty in this fascinating island? For me, hundreds of times. To feel the warm welcome from the locals that makes me feel at home at their first hello. To cross the distance, to walk so many different paths and simply get lost. Get amazed by its unique forms of nature, as every inch of them is God's masterpiece. To move every part of my body as the stomping music takes me into tranquility. To cleanse my mind in the simplest way, by letting the vibes of my surroundings take control over me. To touch the coolness of afternoon breeze, reminding me once again the meaning of being free. Learn, to create, to discover, to actualize, to dream up, to find myself, and ready to move forward. I finally understand the greatest and most important adventure of our lives. Discovering who we really are. I found it in Sumba.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Exaderro mengekai.
Kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji,
abdi dalam do not call it salary. It's just pari dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cars. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cars for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When dressing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Javanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understand custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name, Sultan Harjo Pawoko. I get Kalingahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Pawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can speak Javanese culture, which is followable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi dalam itu abdi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan
abdi dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is abdi dalam that make the rule, not si sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing sultan, but that abdi dalam won't. That's how abdi dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become abdi dalam for 22 years. To become abdi dalam, they need to register and get reference from another abdi dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu
I became jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Keraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration, but somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam, yet you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun sekali itu
jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming bekal nom or bekal muda. After 5 years it becomes bekal tua or bekal sepuh, lurah or sub district head, Wedono, Rio, Region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's first district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough, not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugihjiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu, jangan dilihat kesenian, ya, ketoprak.
So what is called wayang, culture is not all about art, wayang or shirupa, but and ketoprak or Japanese history based play, but also philosophy culture that causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati, to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam.
Ketika ada
not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on the land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung, sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Tritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, Public Relations Officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur, gitu. Bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
My newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006. It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of Sahabat, best friend itself, is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time, so it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my mother, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Nyangku itu, ya itu cuci.
Only from old stories, Nyangku is washing creases and sores, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
About Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu, with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Ponds, has been used as a natural conservation area.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has emphasized that education is the top priority in state budget spending since it is the main foundation for building a prosperous nation. He made the remarks in Jakarta on Thursday while announcing a new mechanism for the distribution of allowances to regional civil servants teachers. He then compared Indonesia's budget policy with that of several other countries that prioritize the defense sector, for example, the United States and India, which give the highest priority to the defense budget due to geopolitical and security factors. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, Budi Gunawan, formed a coordinating desk for forests and land fires as Indonesia enters the dry season, which is expected to lead to drought conditions. The minister noted the impending drought could cause forests and land fires that could harm the country. He noted on Thursday the coordinating desk is tasked with mapping areas prone to forests and land fires. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
One, two, three. Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku, izinkan aku untuk terakhir kalinya semalam saja bersamamu, mengenang asmara kita. Dan aku pun berharap semoga kita tak berpisah dan tak. I'm
homecoming during Eid al-Fitr is not only about coming home to your family. According to Debbie Afianti, lecturer at Muhammadiyah University of Jakarta, for Gen Z, it's also about finding the potential and building their hometown.
I think some of the Gen Z are also interested in building the or creating some community development projects after their parents bring them to their hometown, because they see some of the people in their hometowns need some improvement, maybe in some techniques of agriculture or maybe in making some small enterprise, especially if the young people who are really, really right now not really interested in being employees, they want to start their own sort of jobs for others. They're really keen in opening up some businesses in the villages, and especially if they see some unique products or maybe some potential commodities to be developed in their hometown. I think parents should put in some seeds of interest to the children so they will remember about how their potential can grow up and also can be shared to others in the village.
Get details about the discussion about the homecoming tradition in Indonesia on VOI Talk, Mudik, the Great Indonesian